You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
Hello listeners, I'm Demetrius, and today I wanted to talk to you about how to find the right person for you. We're all looking for different things in a partner, or our romantic searches, but how we go about finding what we're looking for can be the same. Whether you're looking for someone for right now, or for the rest of your life, or something in between, I believe that these tips will help. The first step is figuring out who you are. Knowledge of self is critical in finding someone else. You can't go on a search for someone else, for the right person for you, and succeed if you're still searching for yourself. Knowing who you are can help you find a person for you. It's harder to look for someone else and figure out what you're looking for if you're still trying to figure out what you are. Start small. Start by describing yourself. Figure out what defines you to you. It's important to know how you view yourself. Look in the mirror, literally and figuratively, and think of how you perceive yourself. This isn't one of those exercises where I say to describe yourself, but then I make you exclude things like your religion or your career or your hobbies. Think about the sum of all the things that make up your identity. Your career doesn't have to be a part of how you view yourself, but for some people it might be. If you're a teacher, your identity and how you view yourself might be tied to your career. If you're middle management at a company that handles logistics, it's possible that your career has very little to do with your own identity. Or maybe that career does define you. Those are just examples, and not any sort of judgment about what should or should not define you. There might be certain characteristics that you need to succeed in your career that you think define you, and that's fine. I don't think my career personally defines me, but I do think that the skills I have because of my career do define me and what I do. If, at the end of this exercise, your description of yourself is, for example, Christian, funny, witty, empathetic, and a law enthusiast, that is okay. If it's more or less than that, that's fine too. This isn't an exercise where volume matters. It's an exercise in figuring out who you think you are, so be honest with yourself. If it takes you a couple days to figure things out, that's also okay. Write down your characteristics as they come to you, or sit down for a set amount of time and just brainstorm. Next, and this is where honesty with yourself is going to be crucial, define for yourself what you're looking for. Again, honesty here is key. I don't care what you tell the people you meet what you're looking for. I really don't. You need to be honest with yourself and candid about what you're actually searching for. Let's say you've been single for 10 years, and you keep telling people you're looking for a commitment, but you purposely avoid commitments. Are you sure that you're actually looking for a commitment, or do you just like telling people that? Can you honestly say that what you say you're looking for matches up with your behavior and your intentions in dating? As long as you're honest with yourself about what you're looking for, that's all that matters. It's okay if what you're looking for isn't what people think you should be looking for at your current stage of life as well. If you never want to have a monogamous relationship, that's okay. If you never want to settle down and get married and have kids, that's okay too. If you're 23 years old and know in your heart that in the next 5 years you want to settle down and raise a family, that's okay too. The only thing I can't abide is dishonesty to yourself and to others. Again, be honest with yourself and don't be afraid to get more specific than what I mentioned above. Those are just examples. If your romantic goal is something like long-term, non-monogamous pairing with a primary partner who is committed to you, believe me when I say it's attainable. It might be harder to find than, say, casual sex with whoever gives you the time of day, but it isn't impossible. Whatever you're looking for is out there, and the best way to get it is by being honest with yourself and with others. It's entirely possible that what you're looking for isn't a specific type of relationship, but a feeling. That's perfectly fine too. If all you're looking for in your romantic search is someone who makes you happy, and all the other things we tend to think about when it comes to relationships, like monogamy, aren't that important, that's perfectly fine. Remember, it's about defining what you are looking for in an honest and candid way. Not what society wants you to look for, or what your peers want you to look for, what you are looking for. Next, take some time to think about what sort of partner you're looking for. Hopefully, spending time figuring out who you are and what you're looking for will make the exercise of figuring out what sort of partner you're looking for all that easier. Now think back on all the ways you would describe yourself, the exercise you did first. Consider those things and consider whether you want a partner who has qualities that are complementary to your qualities or qualities that are supplementary to your qualities. Let's say that you know that you have exactly zero chill. You have no chill whatsoever. You're one of those people who is incredibly intense and passionate. Would you want a partner who enhances those qualities? Someone who complements your lack of chill? Or would you want someone whose personality is a bit more relaxed? Someone who can round out your edges? You can think of it in a broad sense, i.e., I'm intense, I need someone who is equally intense, or I'm intense, so I need someone who is very chill. You can also look at things on a case-by-case basis for each individual characteristic. If you're bad with confrontation, maybe you need a partner who is good with confrontation. If you're pretty zen about the mundanity of everyday life, maybe you need a partner who is equally as chill. I feel like I'm beating the same drum here, but it bears repeating. Whatever sort of partner you're looking for is okay, and people's opinion shouldn't have much bearing on that. Just keep in mind that what you're looking for in a partner will directly impact the ease with which you can find them. Now, personally, I don't think it's wise to look for a partner who is not your equal, but for many people that is exactly what they're looking for. If you're looking for a woman who is willing to conform to antiquated gender roles, I don't necessarily agree with that line of thinking per se, but what you're looking for is your own prerogative. You're the one who has to pursue your romantic relationships, so while I and many others might not agree with the wisdom in whatever you're looking for, there is no point in lying about what you actually want to yourself or others. Want a stereotypically macho guy? That's on you. Want to date a quote-unquote alpha woman? Cool. Want to find the sort of partner who will insist that you become a stay-at-home parent? Your body, your choice. My opinion and the opinions of your friends, family, and peers should not play a factor in what sort of partner you're looking for. Before I move on, there is one exception. If what you're looking for is extremely likely to cause you physical or mental harm, in that case, please consider people's opinions. I'm saying all these things under the assumption that if you're smart enough to be able to download this podcast, you'd be smart enough to know that you shouldn't seek out a partner who will abuse you in any way. As much as I'm saying that other people's opinions and what you're looking for shouldn't have any bearing on your romantic search, if what you're looking for is the sort of partner who will hurt you if they feel slighted in some way, this is one of those cases where actually, yeah, people's opinions should come into play. I don't think it's likely to be something you're seeking out, but you never know. Now moving on, you should have a picture of who you are, what you're looking for, and what sort of partner you're looking for. This is going to be the foundation of finding the right person for you. Everything else you do from here should be built directly on that foundation. How you try to find what you're looking for will be directly driven by those three things. When it comes to finding the right person for you, knowing who you are, what you want, and the sort of person you think would match well with you should drive that. Let's say, for example, that you're a progressive Christian man who is active in the church, who wants a monogamous relationship that will eventually lead to marriage, with a partner who is also progressive, Christian, and wants a marriage that is an equal partnership. All these things should inform how you search for a partner. While I'm sure there are a wealth of lovely Christian women on dating apps, and I guess also Christian Mingle, you might be better served by looking within your existing social circles. If you're someone like me, someone who is secular, someone who wants a partner who is independent, kind, and likely to want to raise a family in New York City, you might check within your social circles, but you'd probably have a lot more luck using online dating because you're more likely to find success there. Where you look for the right person for you matters, and you have to be smart about that search and the method you use for that search. That said, you don't need to confine yourself to one specific way of finding the right person for you. It's possible that what you're looking for can be found in a club or a bar or a networking event through family and friends, through your house of worship, through your job, through a matchmaker, or you can make your own luck with online dating. Just be conscious of the likelihood of finding what you're looking for in whatever method you're using. If what you're looking for isn't likely to be found in a club, maybe don't make going to clubs your primary method of finding the right person for you. Same goes for matchmakers, dating apps, and any other method you're going to use. Once you find someone with potential, figuring out if they're the right person for you will come down to a mix of time spent getting to know them and time spent with them. Some things you can figure out before a first date, like whether you're a good fit on social issues, politics, and so on. If you never date someone who's a Phillies fan because you're a diehard Mets fan, you can figure that out well before a first date. If the right person for you is the sort of person who doesn't shy away from confrontation, that's something you'll figure out once you start seeing them. That's not something that you can easily figure out on a first date, because chances are good that you're not going to have a confrontation on the first date. If you think the right person for you would have a certain amount of sexual chemistry with you, or someone who would keep up a certain level of physical attractiveness, or as superficial as it might be, someone who won't go bald, for example, again, these are the sort of things that really can only be determined by using the only resource we all have, time. Time spent getting to know them, and time spent with them. Now, before I close, I want to say that I believe that the right person for you isn't predetermined, or that they have to be a 100% match for what is right for you. Rather than that, the right person for you is the person that is the most right for you. If you meet someone who is mostly right for you, but is a little shorter than you would prefer, they might be the right person for you. Perfect exists as a romantic ideal, and while someone can be quote-unquote perfect for you, don't wait around for 100% absolute person of your dreams perfect. That handsome 6'2" guy who can cook, has a good job, is creative and smart and funny and good with random trivia can exist. But if you meet a guy who sounds exactly like that, but can't cook, consider budging a little. If he's 5'9" and everything else is the same, give him a shot. If you think the perfect person for you is a leggy blonde, and you meet a leggy brunette who is perfect in every other way except her hair color, budge a little. The right person for you is out there, but keep in mind that you'll need to search for them. Search within yourself to truly understand who you are, what you really want in an honest way, and what sort of person you're looking for, and you're bound to find them eventually. All right, thank you all for listening, and good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher, and check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.